I thought I'd treat myself to a short getaway vacation. I live in a really flat and boring area, so I chose somewhere with a more mountainous and forest-covered scenery. I settled on Colorado, but I didn't really know any towns aside from the main ones, which were pretty expensive, so I started looking into Airbnbs in smaller towns. There weren't as many options as I was hoping within my price range, but I did find one that I thought wasn't too bad. I booked it and was on the road the following week, driving through the country to the Airbnb. 10 long hours later, I made it to the town I'd be staying in. I gotta say, I was not very comfortable when I first started driving through it. I shouldn't have expected much, but this was far less than what I'd thought it would be. The few rows of houses bordered a very empty and dark road with old wooden power lines barely standing on the sides. Being at night, it almost looked like an abandoned ghost town. I knew during the day it would probably look less so, but this was my first and only impression to go off of. Thankfully, I was able to find the Airbnb without trouble, pulling into the gravel path that led to a cul-de-sac with my Airbnb, along with 4 other small homes. I parked and got out, lugging my bags up to the front door and getting inside. This was a very small 500 square foot home, but I have to admit, the setup was nice. I dropped my things in the bedroom and went to the kitchen to fill up my water bottle and take a minute to relax before bed. As I stood at the counter though, I heard a car coming down the gravel outside. I walked over to the window, seeing a pair of headlights appear and slowly come into the cul-de-sac, parking in front of the house next to the Airbnb. The car turned off and the headlights went out, but oddly, as I stood and watched, nobody ever exited the car. After a minute, I just left and went back to the kitchen, as it was really none of my business and I didn't want them to notice me watching. I sat down on one of the bar stools and pulled my phone out, responding to some messages and letting my family know that I made it here safe. I was there no longer than 15 minutes before calling in the night and going to the bedroom. I unpacked some things and started getting ready when I quietly heard a car door open and close outside, followed by some footsteps. It sounded like they walked up pretty close, but I assumed they had to just be walking up to the house next door. The footsteps stopped somewhat abruptly though, but after finishing getting ready, I got in bed. From what I remember, I fell asleep after half an hour and didn't hear anything else during that time. When my eyes opened, I had no idea what time it was, but I felt very unsettled. Everything was quiet, aside from the light creaking of the house. I sat up, staring through the dark room and trying to understand whatever was making me feel this way. My eyes could barely see anything, until they fell on the uncovered window, and behind it, a pair of eyes were looking back at me. My heart jumped and my body froze, and after a moment, I saw the figure move away from the window, but I could only slightly hear their footsteps, and it didn't sound like they were leaving. I quickly got out of the bed and hurried to get dressed, but there was a sudden sound from outside the bedroom door. I stopped and listened as heavy footsteps left from right behind the door and ran down the hallway. At this point, I didn't know what to do, so I just stood there and listened. I heard the footsteps go from inside the house to the gravel path and down to the road. Then a car started and drove off. After some time passed, I carefully opened the door and walked down the hallway, seeing the front door wide open and hearing only the quietness of the night. I never heard the footsteps of the man by my window leaving, but from the looks of it, They were definitely gone. I did what I could, reporting it to a local police station 20 minutes away, but there was never any follow-up. Who they were, what they wanted, and why they broke in, I didn't stay to find out. I arrived at my last stop before my final destination on the following day. It was late and I was extremely exhausted from a long few days of driving, so I got my small backpack out and got inside my Airbnb for the night. It was some random house off the main road that just happened to be on my route. I didn't do too much looking into it because it was just for a night, so really all I needed was a bed to sleep in for 8 hours. Upon walking in, I immediately got a whiff of a really unpleasant smell. It wasn't a concerning smell per se, but it definitely was not enjoyable, like maybe a dead rodent under the house or mold in the ceilings. I did a very quick look around, glancing into the bedroom and bathroom, but I noticed the smell was a lot stronger in the bedroom than it was in the living room. So I decided to keep my stuff in the main living space and just set myself up for the night on the couch. I took the throw blanket off one of the sofa chairs and laid it out, but as I was doing this, a loud thump rang through the walls. I was less scared than I was confused, thinking that this was way too loud just to be the house settling in or something. But the way the sound came through the walls made it really hard to tell where in the house it came from. I stepped down the hallway and peeked my head into each of the rooms, checking for anything wrong, but everything looked okay. I wasn't really sure what to check for, to be honest, but as far as I thought, nothing was to worry about for the short amount of time I'd be staying there. I went back to the couch and continued setting it all up. Then laid down and took my phone out to do some planning for the next few days. Only a few minutes after that first thump, there was another. It was almost identical to the previous, ringing through the walls and just being a single thump. I got up and walked down the hallway again, but decided to check the rooms a bit more thoroughly this time. I flicked on the lights and inspected the walls and ceiling. But still, there was nothing to show any signs of anything. At this point, I was thinking maybe a large branch was swinging in the wind and banging on the roof, but even that just seemed far-fetched. I went back to the couch and reminded myself that I was only here for one night, and whatever the problem was, wasn't my problem. I shut off the lights, laid down, and fell asleep. With the night being quiet and being as exhausted as I was, I had no problem sleeping. But the way I woke up was unusual. My eyes were still closed, as I'd only partially woken up. I probably wouldn't have even remembered it if not for what happened next. I got a bad feeling in my gut as I opened my eyes. A man was standing right above me. Staring into my eyes. My whole body tightened in that moment, but it only lasted fractions of a second before the man sprinted from the side of the couch and straight out the front door. I quickly stood up and ran to see where he went, but I lost sight of him in the trees. I closed the door, then went to grab my phone. But stopped at the end of the hall as I saw something from the corner of my eye. Hanging in the middle of the hallway was a folding ladder leading up to an attic. I wasted no more time to call for help. As you could guess, the man had been up in the attic that night, but there wasn't much up there to show he'd been around for more than a day or two. It's likely he was just using the Airbnb as a place to live, but his actions made things really disturbing, If I hadn't woken up, I don't know what would have happened. At the time of writing this, this happened only a few weeks ago. I had driven out to an Airbnb vacation cabin in a woodsy area. I'd planned a backpacking trip with a few friends, and I was meant to stay there only 2 nights before heading out for the rest of the week. When I pulled in and saw the place, I was satisfied. It was very isolated and was very much just a plain cabin, which I loved. I parked around the side of the place and got my gear out of the truck, bringing it inside. The inside is what you'd expect, small and not the nicest, but good for what I paid for. That night, I pretty much got right in bed though, falling asleep and getting up early the next morning. My goal for this day was to scout out the first portion of the trail that my friends would meet me on the following day. Really, I just needed to make sure it was open and not too muddy from last week's rainfall. If it was, then we'd have to find a new trail. I made a cup of coffee and chilled until mid-afternoon, then went out and walked down to the main road, walking along it for a half mile to the trailhead. It looked clear and dry, so I didn't bother hiking down more than a quarter mile or so before heading back. In total, I'd only been gone for an hour, but when I got onto the path leading to the Airbnb, I saw in the distance that a truck was now parked right out front. I quickened my pace, unsure what was going on. When I got up to the cabin, I went right up to the window of the truck, but nobody was inside. I then looked around in all directions, not seeing anyone at all. Nobody in the distance, and nobody at the front door. Where else could they even be? I cautiously walked up to the front door, noticing it was still locked. Heading inside, it was clear that nobody had entered, which was my worst fear. After double-checking all the rooms, I opened the Airbnb app and contacted the host, asking if he or someone else was here. As I waited for a response, I checked the windows, but still saw nothing. What made this so unnerving was that I couldn't see where anyone could even go from here. It was just forest around, with this one cabin in the middle. As I continued to wait for a response, hours passed. I kept looking for anyone to come back to their truck, but with the sun setting, it seemed more unlikely. Then at just about 8 p.m, I got a text back. No one else should be here. I'd be lying if I said I didn't already expect that answer, but I was just hoping that somehow it wasn't. After some thinking, I just couldn't get myself to feel safe enough to stay the night. I went around the cabin and started packing my things, but then the sudden sound of footsteps came from the front. I stopped and listened as they made their way onto the porch and up to the door. Moments passed and no knock came. I must have stood there staring at the door for at least a minute before slowly walking up and looking out. A tall man was on the doorstep, but he was facing away from the door, looking out by the truck. An eerie feeling came over me, looking at this man not moving at all and just staring out into the distance. Feeling that he may not be the only one out there, I took a few steps back, trying to quietly go into the other room to call 911. But on my third step, one of the floorboards made an extremely loud creak. Right after, I heard the man shuffle around outside, followed by seeing the doorknob shake violently as he tried to open it. I ran and locked myself in the bedroom, dialing 911 as the man outside continued to shake the door and bang on it, before suddenly running off the porch. A second later, I heard the truck driving away. Police made it to the cabin relatively quickly, but it didn't end up being that helpful. I left the cabin that night to stay in a hotel instead, being that the man wasn't caught and was still out there somewhere. I really can't even try to guess what he was doing, but the thing that really horrifies me is thinking about where the man was that whole time. Was he just standing out in the woods, or hiding somewhere outside the house? After that experience, though, I probably won't be staying in another far-out cabin anytime soon.